I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. Today is Wednesday. It's September 22nd. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 53 degrees.
Delays all over our freeways and city streets now. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this hour, Gabby Petito's death was officially ruled a homicide, but we are still waiting to hear from police about what led to her death. And some Utahns say her story hits close to home for them.
I was in a domestic violence situation myself, and it was really hard to get out of.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage. Mary?
Amanda, people have been leaving items at a memorial for Gabby Petito in Ogden. They're writing notes in a book there for her parents. And Jess Smith told KSL-TV that she sympathizes with Gabby because she sees this as a domestic violence situation, and she was in an abusive relationship herself.
I know it's easy to miss the signs and not really know the next step to go without fearing of what's going to happen next.
The case captured the attention of internet sleuths and those following the couple's cross-country trip. Again, it was ruled a homicide yesterday officially, but we won't know the cause of death until the full autopsy is released. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The search for Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, will pick up again this morning in Florida. ABC's Andrew Dimmard continues our team coverage.
ATVs, drones, and helicopters. All taking part in the manhunt for Brian Laundrie after the mysterious death of his fiancée, Gabby Petito.
We have multiple drone operators that have been sent out in numerous teams.
The search is focused on 25,000 acres of swampland not far from Laundrie's home in Northport, Florida, where his family says he was going hiking last week.
Be sure to stay with KSL News Radio for the very latest on the Petito case.
One of the big questions now in the Gabby Petito investigation is the cause of death. Director of Forensic Science at George Mason University, Mary Ellen O'Toole, tells Fox News she expects we'll learn more soon.
I would expect in the next couple of days that information will come out. And that's so critical because the cause of death, which could be strangulation, gunshot wound, blunt force trauma, becomes important. But investigators probably already know the information because they're actually probably looking for a weapon.
Stay tuned for more from O'Toole on the search now for Brian Laundrie, coming up for the in-depth in 10 minutes.
A well-known conservationist has gone missing in Yellowstone National Park. Katie Davis tells KSL-TV's Matt Rascone she's shocked that 74-year-old Kim Crumbo has gone missing because he knows the outdoors.
Kim was the steady hand, had it under control, had a martini packed, had like it all. It was all good. He was just the person who you wanted to have on your trip.
On Monday, crews found the body of Crumbo's half-brother, Mark O'Neill, as well as an empty campsite and a canoe. Crumbo is a former Navy SEAL and used to work for the Park Service.
Some students in the Ogden School District are turning in their fellow classmates over the TikTok challenge, Devious Licks. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details. Heather?
Amanda, officials say they're getting a handle on the thefts, at least in one school. The Standard Examiner reports the principal at Mount Ogden Junior High, Cynthia Smith, sent a letter to parents explaining how the school was affected when soap containers and sinks are ripped out of the walls. Soon after, tips started rolling in, mostly from students, about who was responsible. Smith says they also had parents guide their children to return the stolen items. The Ogden police and school resource officers are following up. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Sources tell ABC News the FDA will likely authorize Pfizer booster shots today, but for a very specific population. Details will be hammered out in the coming days as the current COVID surge continues.
In Tennessee, a state with one of the lowest vaccination rates in the country, announcing it's reserving the monoclonal antibody treatment for only the unvaccinated, leaving out those who got the shot. And in Ohio, the highest numbers to date for young people being hospitalized.
ABC's Ike Ajachi says the boosters will likely be limited to people age 65 and up and for those with other high-risk conditions.
Breaking news this morning, police in Kentucky are investigating a shooting at a bus stop. The Louisville Police Department say kids were waiting for the bus when the shooting happened. NBC News reports one teenager has died and another is being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Other people at the bus stop were not injured, according to police. We'll continue to monitor that story for updates this morning.
Coming up on KSL, Facebook continues to take heat over a report saying the company is well aware how much social media can be detrimental to teens. Boyd Matheson joins us next.
And Triple Team Traffic.
Lots of freeway delays in both Salt Lake and Davis County, plus huge backups in Tooele on SR 36. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time. 8:05.
Your morning companions.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Wild story. A bunch of people fleeing the soccer field because someone brought a gun.
Brandishing a weapon essentially starts a stampede. Families and children trying to run away from the scene.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Weekdays 9 till noon.
On KSL News Radio.
I'm Jeff Jr., owner of Trajan Wealth, and I only have 60 seconds to tell you why we're different than all other financial advisors out there. So here it goes. We don't employ salespeople. We employ individuals with hearts of teachers who share high values. We are fiduciaries who will always act with you in mind. We will disclose any conflicts of interest. We won't talk down to you or use fancy jargon. If there's an issue, we'll work hard to make it right. We are one of the few firms in the entire country who have fiduciary advisors and estate planning attorneys under the same roof. We adhere to the golden rule. Our passion is providing peace of mind through financial security. And lastly, you will always be greeted with a smile. Local, friendly, family-owned, Trajan Wealth. Call Trajan Wealth today, 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600, or visit us online at TrajanWealth.com.
Advisory services through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Estate planning service.
Alex, I've dropped 98 pounds in 20 weeks on soda weight loss.
Holy cow.
Insane, right?
Yes.
It's all fat weight. It's the weight you want to get rid of. Look, dieting is so much about eating right and about nutrition. You have a great program with soda. You get the nutrition you need. It's not a crash diet. It's on science, and it'll make it happen. I had a baby granddaughter born a couple of months ago, and all she's going to know her grandpa as, a skinny dude.
Hey, look at that. That's good motivation. Did you guys hear that? Scott is at almost 100 pounds that Scott is down, and I'm down almost 80, 79 pounds that I've dropped in the last 19 weeks, 20 weeks on soda weight loss. It's totally worked for us. You know why? Because we've stuck to the plan. And the plan is something that they make for you. You just got to get a hold of Soda Weight Loss. Go to SOTA, SotaWeightLoss.com, and find out how they can help you get to that part in, or that spot in your life where you want to be when it comes to that weight loss. You can get there. Go to SotaWeightLoss.com.
Somebody call a staff meeting. I want to see them.
Utah's Morning News has inside sources.
Facebook is taking a lot of heat in Washington over a report that says the company is well aware how many social media can be, or how much social media can be detrimental to teens.
Joining us live in studio is the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson.
This is one of those that I think everybody says, well, yeah, of course it is. And of course it is. And we have to recognize that Facebook understands it, Instagram understands it, and they continue to move forward. And so that requires all of us as parents, as grandparents, as friends, as brothers, sisters, all of those things, to be watching out for each other. Because the detrimental effects are just stunning. One in three teenage girls who already have so many challenges with body shaming and body image and all of that, and Facebook and Instagram in particular, make it worse. And one of the things that's really interesting, we had a fascinating conversation yesterday with Jessica Holzbauer from Huntsman Institute of Mental Health. She gave some of the best practical, tactical advice. So first she talked about this idea that often we get on Instagram or social media because we're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. That's a good halt word. If we're doing it for those reasons, it's just going to make us feel worse about ourselves. We're going to feel like we're missing out on something, or we're not as good as somebody else. We're watching someone else's best life, which is not a real life.
Right.
And then this was the really interesting thing to me. She said, then what happens is then, in order to get validation, they post so that people will like what they do, which is an artificial validation,
yes,
of your worth.
Right.
And I thought that was just brilliant. And that's a conversation we need to have with young women, teenage girls, older women, young men, older men. We all need to recognize that this social media is not the real world. And if we do it, great. It has its purpose, to be sure. Do it intentionally, do it on purpose, do it for limited amounts of time, and then ask yourself, why am I continuing to scroll? Mm-hmm. And now, after scrolling, and now I feel really bad about myself, now am I posting to get validation? Yeah. That is the wrong place to look for validation.
Brilliant.
And as a parent, you have to realize this is a health concern now for your children, just like anything else you would protect them from. And I've had this discussion many times with my daughter. Make sure you tune in to Inside Sources today. Boyd Matheson back 1 to 3 each weekday on KSL News Radio. It's 8:09. Let's see how the roads are doing out there. Brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Andy, these are the times when my sister who lives in Tooele is so glad that during the pandemic era, she gets to work from home.
Yeah, because it's going to be a long wait for everybody else, unfortunately, to get from Stansbury Park onto I-80. Had multiple crashes. Right now, it looks like they're close to opening a second lane on that on-ramp. The fact that there's only been one lane is the reason it's backed all the way for a half hour or more for people waiting to get through it. Still have delays on the 201 freeway, I should say, between 5600 West and 215. And now it looks like we have a crash over on 215's West Belt, a little bit north of 35th South, just before the 201 freeway that's backing you up to the Valley Fair Mall. Jason?
Well, the slowdowns we had northbound 89 as you approach Mutton Hollow Road are all cleared out at this point in time, so that's good news. And likewise, southbound I-15, you're back up to regular speeds as you travel through Layton and Kaysville. In fact, the only trouble we've got is when you get down to about 2300 north, that's when you're going to drop below 70 again as you head into the Salt Lake Valley. Eric?
Eastbound on 2100 north in Lehigh, you've got slowdowns typical as you head towards 2300 west. And in fact, you've got it on all three of the main corridors heading over to the freeway. That's Pioneer Crossing and Lehigh's Main Street as well. Now, once you're on the freeway, we did have some northbound slowing approaching Pleasant Grove Boulevard not too long ago, but it looks like that's all cleared up. So you're a normal 20-minute drive time from Provo to Point of the Mountain. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Eric Butler and KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And back over to you, Grant.
Things warming up today, but not too warm. 80 degrees and lots of sunshine for this afternoon. And tomorrow, we're going to stop at 78 and lots of sun. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Slowly creeping up out there. It's 53 downtown.
Coming up in a moment, we'll learn more about the search for Brian Laundry, the person of interest in the death of Gabby Petito. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, and thanks for riding along with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. It's an hour of Utah's morning news that is brought to you by Sound Sleep Medical. Melissa Lowry is the Director of Education. I'm always glad when you come on, Melissa, because it usually means you've got a great deal for our listeners. But let's talk about what Sound Sleep is all about.
Sure. You know, sleep apnea is a pretty serious condition out there that a lot of people ignore. What it means is that you're essentially oxygen deprived during the night. And there's all sorts of health effects because of that. And at Sound Sleep Medical, we do an oral appliance instead of a CPAP machine to treat sleep apnea and snoring.
I think people should be aware, too, of how important good sleep is to their immune system. We're talking about how we have to have our immune system be as strong as possible these days. Speak to that, if you would.
Sure. And I think we've all seen this. You know, if you get run down because you've had a couple of bad nights, it's not long before you catch something. You get sick. And that's especially true right now when being exposed to a virus. So it's more important than ever to make sure that you're sleeping well and that your oxygen levels are good during the night.
Well, we always talk about preparedness, being ready for just about anything. The nice thing is, unlike a CPAP, you don't need power for this. It's a great appliance, oral appliance, that needs no power and can go with you wherever you go.
That's right. It's a custom-made mouthpiece. They're the perfect size, the perfect fit for you. You wear it at night just in your mouth to stabilize that lower jaw, to keep your oxygen levels up, and you're resting better.
Could you tell us a little bit, Melissa, about today's offer?
Sure. It is a great offer. Your listeners should call in right now, 801-716-8672. When they call that number, they will automatically get a free sleep consultation in one of our 7 offices. But also today, we are offering a free sleep screening. This is a great offer. It means come in, pick up a little kit of equipment. Use it at home in your own bed for one night. Bring it back the next day. We'll find out if you have sleep apnea and offering that for free.
Here's that number again, 801-716-8672 at Sound Sleep Medical.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and we were there for the opening night at Hale Center Theater for The Secret Garden. This is one of my favorite stories of all time, ever since I was a little kid. But to see the way it was brought to life on the stage at Hale Center Theater, simply remarkable. The cast, they were just perfect. And those beautiful voices giving life to those timeless songs, you and your family will love The Secret Garden. Plus, the staging is remarkable, and the way the theater brings that Secret Garden to life, especially toward the end of the presentation. Don't miss your chance at Hale Center Theater to see The Secret Garden. And then just around the corner now, it's The Mousetrap, Agatha Christie. Make sure you've got your tickets for these two great performances, A Christmas Carol coming up, the 2022 season. Go to HCT.org, Hale Center Theater.
KSL News Time now, 8:16. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
police say a man in Magna threatened to shoot up a park and all the kids that were there practicing football. Everybody got out safely and officers tracked down the man. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the search picks up again this morning in Florida for Gabby Petito's boyfriend, Brian Laundrie.
Third, we've got some tough spots on the roads out there. Let's get a look. Brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home.
Well, northbound on the West Belt, a couple of right lanes blocked just before the 201 freeways got you back to Valley Fair Mall. A couple crashes still being cleaned up in Lake Point. SR 36 has traffic backed all the way through Stansberry Park. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today, 80 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 54 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The FDA moving as soon as today to approve the use of Pfizer booster shots. That according to sources who also say that by the end of the week, the CDC could give its approval, which means by Friday we could see shots going in arms for those over age 65 and those most at risk at becoming infected. It comes as ABC's Aaron Katursky reports as new numbers show the U.S. could be turning a corner on COVID.
Virus forecasters expect cases, hospitalizations and deaths to all drop in the coming weeks, a turn that can't come fast enough. In Ohio, the governor said his state has never seen so many people under 50 in the hospital. In Alabama, the number of people in the hospital is going down, but not because they're getting better, they're dying. Alabama and five other states are out of ICU beds. Alaska and West Virginia are asking for ventilators.
Border Patrol agents still working to move thousands of immigrants out from under a bridge along the U.S.-Mexico border. ABC's Kenneth Moten is in Del Rio, Texas.
There are people who are being flown directly out of this country under what's called Title 42. It's a Trump-era policy that allows for the swift expulsion of migrants who come into this country illegally because of COVID concerns. But what we know is that many families and unaccompanied minors are exempt from Title 42, according to the Biden administration. And so they're being allowed to stay in the U.S. for now.
The Fed wraps up its latest meeting today, expected to leave interest rates where they are for now. There's a new Mega Millions winner, and the ticket was purchased at a pizza joint here in New York City.
Imagine you go out for a slice, you buy a lottery ticket, and you find out you hit it big. That's exactly what happened to a customer here at Pronto Pizza in Manhattan overnight. That Mega Millions jackpot worth $432 million. That number had been growing since June with no winners since then. But this is actually the second big win here in New York for Mega Millions in just the past year.
This is ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth on the search for Brian Laundrie. It's resuming this morning in Florida now that the death of Gabby Petito has been classified as a homicide.
Mary Ellen O'Toole is the director of forensic science at George Mason University and a former FBI profiler. She appeared just a few minutes ago on Fox News saying the focus on the case is on Laundrie.
I think the term person of interest has long been debated, and it really, in my experience, is really a matter of semantics. In the eyes of law enforcement right now, you can call him person of interest or a suspect. They're looking at him as a possible suspect, okay. and really likely it's a strong suspect. And they're looking at other things as well. So during the search, they were retrieving information that might give them ideas about where he could be right now. They would question certainly the parents to see, did the parents inadvertently mislead investigators or purposely mislead investigators? So they want to confirm that their efforts out there in this 25,000-acre reservoir are really worth it. Or, in fact, he might have actually said one thing but gone to another location. So they're trying to cooperate that so they're not wasting man hours in searching for him.
O'Toole also says investigators probably do know the cause of Gabby's death, and they'll release that information in a couple of days. That is the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
8:19 now, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, over on the West Belt, we got a crash blocking two right lanes. It's near the top of the 3100 South overpass, or it's near the overpass, I should say, at 3100 South. But the crash has traffic backed all the way up past almost to Valley Fair Mall, almost past that. 201 freeway still sluggish between Bangor and 215's West Belt. Tooele County, the crash in the cleanup stages on the on-ramp from SR36 to I-80. But it's going to take a while for these delays from Stansbury Park through Lake Point to start to clear out. Jason?
Slow down southbound I-15 is in the same spot from about 2300 north to 10th north there in Rose Park. Otherwise, I-15 itself is moving along at regular speed as you travel through most of the rest of Weber and Davis counties this morning. A little bit crowded now again at the south gate of Hill Air Force Base, but kind of typical for this time of the morning. Eric?
Not seeing any major troubles in Utah County this morning. I-15 rolling along from Payson to Point of the Mountain northbound. That's 28 minutes of drive time. We do have your usual slowdowns, though, over on Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North. In both cases, approaching 2300 West, that's Saratoga Road. But heading north on Redwood Road, no real problems there. Ready for a kitchen update? Shop local at Durden's Appliance in Bountiful and pay the same or less than the national chains. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. I'm Eric Butler at the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We've got a beautiful 7-day forecast coming your way now with Grant Wayman.
Hard to beat this kind of weather. Sunshine, things warming up. 80 degrees is going to be the high today. Tomorrow, 78 and lots of sunshine. And get used to it, 79 on Friday. And again, mostly sunny, 82 with more sunshine on Saturday. A few more clouds Sunday. We're up to 83. And we're going to keep it right about there for the first of next week. More clouds on Monday. 83, and about the same Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy, 83. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And right now in Logan, it's 42, Provo 47, Ogden 50, Salt Lake 54. Coming up on the David Dujanovic Show in just about 40 minutes, they'll be talking about the Gabby Petito case. And Debbie and Dave will be asking the question, would you turn your child in if you suspected that they had done something wrong on this level? Like Brian Laundrie is being looked at for something like murder. Would you turn your child in? That's coming up with the Dave and Dujanovic Show.
Time now for Utah Gives Back. It's a story about Utahns helping those in need. Here's Select Health Community Relations Manager Greg Reed.
Senior centers throughout Utah are all about connection, wellness, and activities to keep those 60 and older healthy. They are one of the most important resources of our aging community and have more to offer than you might think. The Brigham City Senior Center is one of many that offer educational programming, counseling, health promotion, recreational activities, and volunteer opportunities. Those who come enjoy interacting with others, learning new skills and talents, or being connected with other community resources. Senior centers keep participants healthy by offering exercise facilities, blood pressure checks, and nutritious meals. Many provide classes, like fall prevention, to help seniors master their fear of falling to keep them confident and active. Research shows that older adults who participate in senior center programs experience measurable improvements in their physical, social, emotional, mental, and economic well-being. To find a senior center near you, visit utah.gov. That's utah.gov. Select Health recognizes the constant support of Brigham City Senior Center as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
Because of a surgery I had, it put me in a position where I had to learn to walk again. I had no hope for any more income. We had an IRS burden of about $36,000. With no income and only enough money to keep paying the bills, we had to make a decision. I was driving home from Salt Lake one day, and I heard a commercial on the radio about Jordan Wilcox. I got home, my wife and I, we talked about it, and we made the decision to give Jordan Wilcox a call. We met with Jordan at his office, and they had a plan in place for me almost immediately. And because of the good work of the folks at Jordan Wilcox's office, that burden was reduced to about $895. When we found out that it was only $895, it was like the worst burden in the world had been taken off from our shoulders.
Don't face the IRS alone. I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. Visit taxhelput.com to schedule your free consultation. Let's solve your tax problems. That's taxhelput.com.
Do you need cash now? Your car is worth more money than ever before during Volkswagen Southtown Sell High Sale. They're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Visit VWSouthtown.com for details.
September is Healthy Aging Month, and that means it's the ideal time to talk about cataracts and how they're affecting aging eyes. If you're over 60 and experiencing cloudy, blurry vision, it could be cataracts. Make plans to see the cataract experts at Hoops Vision. They specialize in all laser cataract surgery, considered the optimal choice because of increased accuracy, better visual outcomes, and faster healing time. Hoops Vision's experienced surgeons have completed tens of thousands of successful cataract surgeries, so you can trust them with your precious sight. Even better, new advancements in lenses mean restored vision on your terms. You may not even need those pesky reading glasses. Make sure you see all of life's precious moments with the restored vision you deserve. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com to schedule your cataract screening. Hoops Vision, world-class leaders in modern cataract surgery. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit them at hoopsvision.com.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth. The Chinese real estate developer behind all that disruption to the stock market this week says it will make an interest payment due this week. Evergrande's struggle to comply with financial limits is prompting fears of a possible default.
Boy, we use that word disruption of the stock market. Look what's happening now. How about 355 points in the green? That is one full percentage point for the Dow. The S&P is up 38, and the NASDAQ is up this hour by 107.
We'll take a look at your morning commute, traffic, and weather together coming up next on KSL News Radio.
This hour of Utah's Morning News brought to you by Sound Sleep Medical. Melissa Lowry is back with us. She's their Director of Education. We're talking about the impacts of the pandemic on so many things in our lives, but I'm thinking in this case, Melissa, the chance to work from home and not have to run into the office every day, for some people anyway, might help with that procrastination of just getting this sleep apnea diagnosed.
Yeah, you're right. You know, too often we procrastinate things related to our health. And so if you're working from home now, this is a great time to check in and see if you have sleep apnea. Maybe you've been suspicious because you have a snoring issue, you wake up with morning headaches, or you really struggle with daytime fatigue. Well, this is the time to find out whether or not you have sleep apnea, because if you do, it's really not something to ignore. And at home, at Sound Sleep Medical, we do at-home sleep studies, and so this is the time to do it.
Morning headaches was the giveaway for me. I just thought, there's got to be a way to fix this, and the diagnosis was so helpful for me. Will you talk a little bit about money for us, Melissa, because insurance can cover this, can it?
Absolutely. We are in network with many, many insurance companies, including Medicare. And, you know, this is a great time of year to do something because a lot of us are meeting our deductibles at this time of year. And many of your listeners out there likely have a benefit, an insurance benefit for this oral appliance that they're just not taking advantage of. Or it's medical, so things like HSA, flex spending can be applied. And for those who need it, we even have 0% financing available.
Well, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee, a 3-year warranty, all the reasons why you should find this out for your health. Now's a great time to do it, too, because if you'll call this number, 801-716-8672, you can take advantage of an offer of a free sleep screening and free sleep consultation only to the first 50 callers. So dial this number now. It's Sound Sleep Medical, 801-716-8672.
The General RV Tour de Fans will be at Cross E Ranch Wednesday night from 7 to 9. I guess that'd be tonight. From 7 to 9, get your fall festival tickets at crosseranch.com.
KSL News Time, 829. Triple Team Traffic here, brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. We've got some speed bumps out there, Mr. Farnsworth.
We do. Still got that crash northbound on 215's west side belt just before the 3100 south overpass. Traffic still backed up past the mall. Still have some I-15 slowdowns going through Murray and out in the Tooele County. Crash looks like it's gone from Lake Point's on-ramp, but it's going to be a bit still before the delays between Stansbury Park and Lake Point can clear out completely. Jason?
Well, not a whole lot of trouble, Seth. On I-15, looks like you're back to regular speeds as you travel from Ogden down to Salt Lake City. Going to take you about 30 minutes at this point to get all the way through that distance. If you're looking to go in and out of the canyons, no problem. 84 in Weber Canyon, Ogden Canyon is clear, and Sardine Canyon as well. Eric?
In Utah County, I-15 looks good this morning. No problems as you head north on the freeway from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. That's your typical 24-minute drive time. Eastbound on 2100 North and Pioneer Crossing, both are slow approaching Saratoga Road. That's 2300 West. Take control of your financial future at the Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 8th in person and online. Limited seating available. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and what a beautiful day we have in store. Over to you, Grant.
Sunshine, 80 degrees. Today it's going to be a little warmer out there, and 78 tomorrow. Again, lots of sunshine, temperatures right about near the seasonal average for this time of year. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon. Listen on the KSL News Radio app.
Brought to you by PC Laptops.
And in your car at 102.7 FM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
It's 54 degrees.
Backups on the West Belt continue because of a crash. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
KSL's top story this hour.
A domestic dispute escalated in Magna near a youth football practice, and police say a man threatened to go get a gun and shoot everyone.
Told the coaches, go give us your kids, get the parents, get them out of here.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has details.
The suspect was booked into the Salt Lake County Jail on suspicion of making terrorist threats. The coach says it all began at a Cypress youth football practice at the park when Coach Russ said he heard a man and woman in an argument getting quite public and loud.
I don't know what would have happened, but I'm glad I did step in. I'm glad I happened to be here at that particular time to intervene.
He says when he told the man to leave the park, the man threatened to return with a gun and shoot him and everyone of the kids. They called police and quickly left the park. Officers have named the suspect as Joshua Scott Howard. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The search for answers continues this morning in the Gabby Petito case. ABC News contributor and former NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce says that photos of the two in their van traveling in Wyoming are important because they connect laundry to the scene of Petito's killing.
They have a dead body, and they have him driving the car, her car, away from the scene, all the way from out west to Florida. To me, that's probable cause. They're moving forward in that.
Police in Florida will also resume their search this morning for Brian Laundrie, who told his parents he was going hiking in a nature preserve.
Senator Mitt Romney took Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to task at a Government Affairs Committee hearing, calling the White House immigration policies a disaster. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
Romney says the president's so-called human infrastructure bill could leave the federal government hanging on by a thread, according to the Deseret News. The senator states under the plan, any child of an undocumented immigrant is eligible to apply for an individual taxpayer identification number. That would then allow them to receive $300 a month from the government. Mayorkas says he was unaware the children could get a number. Romney says Mr. Biden's entire immigration policy is a monumental disaster. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories now. The Federal Reserve wraps up its daily or latest meeting today. ABC's Daria Albinger has what the head of the Fed is expected to say.
It's not just interest rates. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is expected to talk about in his post-meeting news conference. He's also likely to bring up when the central bank will begin to taper the stimulus programs it put into place to help the economy during the COVID-19 pandemic. Most economists are expecting Powell to say it's going to be sooner rather than later. As for interest rates, they think the Fed's answer may be it's leaving them alone for now. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Health officials in Ohio are telling young adults that COVID-19 is hitting their age group hard and they need to take the virus seriously. Dr. Bruce Vanderhoff says for the young and unvaccinated, it's only a matter of time before they get the virus.
When you get it without the protection of a vaccine, there is a very real risk. You'll end up in the hospital or even in the obituary pages.
The FDA is expected today to authorize Pfizer booster shots for people 65 and up, as well as people in high-risk categories.
The online craze over the deworming drug ivermectin is on full display in Central Florida, where some people demanded officials in Polk County allow them to get the drug as an alternative method to fight off COVID-19.
I am not a doctor, but I take personal responsibility for my health.
The CDC has warned taking the drug improperly can make people sick, and there's no data showing the drug can help people get over COVID-19. Here in Utah, the Department of Health says a person taking a veterinary form of the drug ended up in the hospital with serious health problems.
KSL weather with Grant Wayman. Summer is officially over.
Well, officially in a few hours, but we know weather-wise, right, it's kind of already been here, right? But yes, it does begin today, 12/21. Bring on the new season. But at the same time, it's actually going to be a little warmer out there today. More to come for the weekend that is more warm weather. And then by next week, finally, we'll start talking about some rain.
Grant says there is a little bit of a front moving in from the west, but it's not expected to really do too much.
Coming up on KSL, the return of the Tabernacle Choir.
And Triple Team Traffic.
Traffic on I-15 is moving better, but I-215 still struggling in West Valley and SR-36 in Tooele County because of crashes. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:35.
Disagree better with Boyd Matheson.
Vaccine mandates to do this through the Labor Department.
Republican response.
Going to offer an amendment in the Transportation Committee.
This is no way to run a government.
Inside sources from 1 all the way to 3. Tell Alexa or any smart speaker. Play KSL News Radio.
Don't miss Siegel's Celebrating Soul Sisters event all day this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There will be incredible discounts and fun giveaways, including free Soul Sisters pins and a $150 sweet soul shopping spree given away at each Siegel location. You'll also save 40% on any one sweet soul clothing item. Drop by any Siegel book this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and get a free gift just for coming in. Don't miss Celebrating Soul Sisters this weekend at Siegel. Live inspired for less.
At Stubbs Dental, they know the pain, embarrassment, and discomfort that can come from the need for dental work. That's why Stubbs Dental is dedicated to ensuring the confidence and health of individuals and families through an exceptional personalized approach to dentistry. Here's Michael on how Stubbs Dental helped him get his smile back.
When I saw my smile for the first time again, I got very emotional. It was me again. After I smiled with my mouth closed for so long, it felt great to smile again.
Get yours back today with Stubbs Dental. Learn more and find your closest location at StubbsDental.com. That's StubbsDental.com. Everyone deserves the confidence of a bright smile. At Stubbs Dental, let them help you find your confidence, just like they did for Lori.
My new teeth are beautiful. I've received so many compliments on how bright and white my smile looks.
That's the difference Stubbs Dental can make in your life with the all-on-4 dental implant procedure. Let them take away the pain and discomfort from broken or missing teeth and give you back your confidence with a brand new permanent smile. Schedule your free consultation today at one of their 4 locations. Visit Stubbs Dental.
Are you a business owner trying to rebound after this past year? MoFi can help. MoFi is a nonprofit lender dedicated to helping business owners across the Rocky Mountain West who can't get a loan from a bank. MoFi's Thrive Loan offers up to $100,000 and comes with low-cost, 3% interest-only payments for 2 years. The application is fast and easy. Get started today at MoFi.org. That's MoFi.org.
Boy, what would you do if you were at your child's youth football practice and a man came with a gun and threatened to shoot everyone?
Told the coaches, go get your kids, get the parents, get them out of here.
That's what they did in Magna yesterday. Mary Richards is following the story this morning.
Melbourne, Australia began the morning with a 5.9 magnitude earthquake. Even an early morning Australian talk show was shook up.
An earthquake? Holy.
Videos on social media show at least one building with some minor damage. There have been no reports of any injuries.
Brings back some bad memories for me. For the first time since the pandemic began, members of the Tabernacle Choir at Temple Square have started practicing in person. Former Utah Governor Mike Leavitt, now the president of the choir.
There's quite a bit of precaution being taken. Every member of the choir will be vaccinated. Everyone will be tested 1 hour before we start each time we do it.
He tells KSL-TV the choir will perform for the General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, but only half of the choir will be there on Saturday. The other half will perform on Sunday.
The U.S. Space Force is releasing a design for dress uniforms, and don't you know, they remind you of this. Yes, people are pointing out the similarities to Star Trek. The navy blue coat features 6 buttons, which are meant to symbolize Space Force being the 6th branch of the U.S. military. The uniforms are just a prototype, and comments will be collected in the coming months before they're made official. But the comments are already pouring in on Twitter, with users comparing the design to Star Trek and Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, and those are the nice ones. Some of the other comments on Twitter are pretty brutal, actually.
Pretty rough. 8:39, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And back to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic's still backed up on the West Belt, although now all lanes are open northbound near 2400 South. Traffic's only backed up now to 3100 South, not back to Valley Fair anymore, but it is still slower than usual, especially if you're getting on the freeway at 3500 South. You got to get out of that right lane a little quicker. Northbounders on SR36, still backed up from Village Boulevard and Stansbury Park all the way through Lake Point, but after Canyon Road, you do move a little more quickly. Jason?
Mostly clear southbound I-15, but we are seeing a few extra cars on the road now. It's going to be as you approach Shepherd Lane, going to run less than 70 miles an hour from about Burton Lane to Shepherd Lane. After that, you're good into the Salt Lake Valley. Still looking good, 89 Legacy and Westside Belt. Eric?
Out into the mountains we go, and it looks good on I-80 going out to Park City. No delays up on Foothill Drive, though. Northbounders from I-80 to the university starting to see more slowing between Parley's Way and Sunnyside Avenue. Down in Utah County, I-15 rolling along at normal speeds. Diamond Rental has the equipment for your next project, from cutoff saws to excavators and everything in between. Diamond's 11 locations have the equipment and the expertise you need to get your job done. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nice. There just is really not anything to complain about in this forecast with Grant.
Tough to beat a day like today. Nice cool start, a warm finish, and temperatures right about near the average. We're near 80 degrees and lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, 78 and mostly sunny. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Temperatures up again, 54 at Broadcast House.
Coming up in just about 3 minutes, we'll take you to Del Rio, Texas, where the problem with the migrants coming across the border is huge, and the Biden administration is taking criticism from both sides of the aisle. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Tim and Amanda here to get your Wednesday started on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. And this hour of Utah's Morning News, sponsored by Sound Sleep Medical. Melissa Lowry is back with us one more time. She's the director of education there. I was just thinking, and please don't ask how I know this, but some couples, Melissa, decide to sleep in separate rooms because it's such an annoyance, thinking that that then solves the problem. But it's more than just an annoyance, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's more common than people realize. Couples sleeping in separate beds because one of the partners is snoring. And it is much more than an annoying noise. Snoring is a red flag for sleep apnea. And the snorer, frankly, is not getting enough oxygen when they breathe and risking all sorts of health issues. So it's really important to take care. And it's much, much more than just the noise.
And I know that people who try a CPAP sometimes, I mean, I tried a CPAP, Melissa, and I couldn't tolerate it. I would wake up and I'd have sort of like an anxiety feeling having that thing on my face. There are people just can't handle the CPAP sometimes.
No, the stats are not great for CPAP success. It's really hard for a lot of people to handle the mask and the tube and everything else. At Sound Sleep Medical, our solution is much, much easier. It's an oral appliance. It's a custom-made mouthpiece that you wear just at night to stabilize that lower jaw. It makes snoring go away. It makes sleep apnea go away. You wake up feeling rested, and it really changes people's lives.
Well, and I travel quite a bit and also love to go out and camp. For those two reasons, having this device is wonderful. You've got a great deal going on for people today. If they'll just call this number, 801-716-8672.
Right. Call right now. You will automatically get a free sleep consultation in one of our 7 offices. But in addition, today we are offering a free sleep screening. This is how you know whether or not your snoring is something more serious, whether or not you have sleep apnea. It's a little kit that you get to take home, use in your own bed for one night, bring it back to us the next day. We download it, know within minutes whether or not you have a problem.
That is Sound Sleep Medical, and let me give you the number again. It's 801-716-8672.
Are you worried Social Security will run out of money and your benefits could be drastically reduced? Learn how you could wring every nickel out of your benefits in a free report, the Social Security Decisions Guide. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a 3-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved more than $200,000, and have not filed for Social Security, get your free report now by calling 801-682-4448. As a bonus, you'll also receive a free customized analysis that pinpoints the optimal time to claim your benefits. To get your free report and this free customized analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 845. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Senator Mitt Romney is not happy with the Biden administration's immigration policy. He calls it a monumental disaster, which will leave the government hanging on by a thread. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly.
Second, a man in Magna was arrested and booked in jail after police say he made a terroristic threat. He's accused of threatening to shoot people at a football practice.
Third, it's been a tough go so far this morning. Let's check the roads brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home.
Yeah, but it is starting to improve finally. Now the crash on the west belt onto the right shoulder, all delays have cleared up in West Valley, but still slow through Lake Point on SR36. And some delay on I-80 now from all the people that were stuck there now finally getting onto the freeway. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Great day with sunshine around 80. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
55 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
The Biden administration standing by its policy of sending migrants who have gathered at the southern border back to their home countries. Mass deportations have begun. The FDA could move soon to allow booster shots of the COVID vaccine to those who are 65 or older and those at higher risk of developing COVID. Following the president's address at the U.N. General Assembly on Tuesday, the White House holding a COVID summit with world leaders. The death of 22-year-old Gabby Petito ruled a homicide. Her boyfriend, Brian Laundrie, still missing in a Florida nature preserve swampland. The FBI is looking for him. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Let's go in depth here. The Biden administration is facing criticism from both sides of the political aisle over the handling of thousands of immigrants sheltering under a bridge in Texas.
ABC's Kenneth Bowden is on the scene in Del Rio, Texas.
And as the Biden administration works to ramp up mass deportation flights, the number of migrants under that bridge is dropping. But there are still thousands of men, women and children waiting for help.
This morning, the Biden administration facing a political battle on both sides over the border crisis and mass deportations in Del Rio, Texas.
We will get it under control.
Roughly 8,000 migrants, many Haitian, remaining under that Del Rio bridge waiting to be processed.
They have shown no capability of being able to process all of these migrants by the end of this week.
Thousands of migrants have already been sent back to their home countries. On Capitol Hill, top Democrats normally allied with the president calling for a halt to the deportations.
I urge President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas to immediately put a stop to these expulsions. The horrible treatment of these innocent people who have come to the border must stop immediately.
And Republican senators grilling the Secretary of Homeland Security.
How many people have been returned? How many people are being detained? How many people have been dispersed to all points around America?
Senator, I would be pleased to provide you with that data.
I want them now. Why don't you have that information now?
Senator, I do not have that data.
Why not?
For me.
Why don't you have that basic information?
Senator, I want to be accurate.
Some migrant families are being allowed to remain in the U.S. New video showing dozens arriving at this Houston facility Tuesday. In Del Rio, the activists with the Haitian Bridge Alliance are working to help migrants.
People are coming to the U.S.-Mexico border because they are in need of protection. Because they are dying, because they need support.
I can tell you this morning, still some strong emotions to that encounter between mounted Border Patrol agents and those migrants. Well, overnight, the DHS secretary tweeted that the border agents involved in that encounter have been placed on administrative duties and they are not interacting with migrants.
That's the in-depth at 15 and 45.
Coming up on 849, let's see how the roads are doing out there. Andy did say a minute ago things were starting to improve. This look brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Andy?
And it's the West Belt where it's looking better. An earlier crash near 35th South going between 35th and 21st. Now completely out of the way. And so other than a little bit of slowing as traffic in the right lane of the on-ramp merge over a little sooner, you don't really have any slow spots. Now, I-15 is still backed up a little bit between 45th South and I-80 in South Salt Lake. And out in Tooele County, although there's improvement, you're still seeing extra time on your drive between Stansbury Park and the I-80 on-ramp. And now we have some delays on I-80 as Lake Point merges on heading towards the 201 freeway. Jason?
Really no trouble at all. Southbound I-15 as you're traveling through Weaver and Davis counties at this point. You may have to tap the brakes once or twice around 2nd North in Kaysville. Maybe again when you get to Shepherd Lane, but really not too much problem at all. The rest of your highways and side streets, they're all looking accident-free and moving at regular speeds. Eric?
Well, our slowdowns for eastbound 2100 north are still in place, heading over from Redwood Road and Lehigh to 2300 west, but it does look like it's getting a little bit better as you try to make your way over to the freeway. Out in Saratoga Springs, expect Redwood Road to look good, though, heading up north to the county line and into Bluffdale and Riverton. Utah County's I-15 stretch also in great shape from Provo to Point of the Mountain. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's look ahead to the 7-day forecast. Now back to you, Graham.
Highs near 80 today, a lot of sunshine, super-looking day. Tomorrow, 78 and mostly sunny, and more the same on Friday, 79, lots of sunshine. 82 Saturday, mostly sunny skies, more the same on Sunday with a high of 83. And we'll keep it going next week with a few more clouds, partly cloudy on Monday, 83. And a few more clouds Tuesday, also up to 83. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
In Provo, 49 degrees, Ogden, 51. And here in Salt Lake City, it's 55 degrees.
Well, on the heels of that report from Kenneth Moten about that scene in Del Rio, Texas, I'm going to guess that immigration may come up on Inside Sources today with Boyd Matheson. I don't know if you saw what happened in the White House yesterday when press tried to ask a question while a conference was going on with Boris Johnson from Britain. And as they started to ask a question of the president about what was going on at the border, an eruption happened and they were escorted out of the White House. So many questions about what's being done about the situation on the border. And Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, of course, will be here this afternoon, 1 to 3 o'clock on KSL News Radio. Hey, when's the last time you had your carpet cleaned? The kids are out of the house, back in school, for the most part anyway, and that means it's a great time because your carpets have a little more opportunity to dry and stay clean a little bit longer if you call our friends at Zero Res Carpet Cleaning.
It's a terrific time to do it, too, because, you know, the kids and the dogs and everything during the summer sort of give your carpet a workout. And all that dirt gets ground into the carpet. And I know, you know, you probably vacuum as much as I do. And you can't get some stuff up with a vacuum. Even a great vacuum can't get some of the dirt, and especially the bacteria, out of your carpet. But Zero Res has a patented process that lifts the carpet fiber and gets that dirt and bacteria out. I think I've kept my carpet in the house years longer than I would have because of how good Zero Res is.
Well, by the way, let's make this point. There's getting carpet cleaned, and then there's getting carpet Zero Res cleaned. It's in the name. There is no residue, and residue is a dirt magnet, so your carpets are going to dry faster, stay clean longer, and protect that investment that you have in your home. Right now, you're going to get a great deal, too. They're offering just $33 per room, plus you're going to get a fourth room free.
Call 801-2880 to make your appointment. That's 801-288-9376, or you can book online, ZeroResSaltLake.com, or if you're up north, ZeroResDavisWeber.com.
COVID-19 has kept many people from doing the things they truly love. But it's not just the pandemic that's been holding you back. It's your knee pain. And if it's not your knee pain, it's your shoulder pain. It's always something, isn't it? As everyone gets back to doing the things they love, your knee or your shoulder shouldn't be preventing you from enjoying your life with the people who matter most. Leave your pain behind. Visit the Active Joint Institute. Active Joint specializes in helping people with joint pain improve their lives dramatically without surgery. So get back to playing on the floor with your grandkids. Get back to those walks with friends. Get back to climbing those stairs with no pain. Get back to the active lifestyle you love, pain-free. Learn more about your knee and shoulder pain and how to get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word NEWS to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank.
Do you want to get away from it all? I mean, really get away from it all. Paris RV has the best selection of overlanding extreme off-road caravans in stock and ready for your adventures, whether it be in the deserts, off the beaten path in the mountains, some remote spot that only you know how to get to, or you're just in the middle of, well, nowhere. Paris RV's off-road caravans and tent trailers are designed and made for the serious boondocker. We're talking tough luxury, incredibly cool designs, lifted, serious suspension, premium interiors, and a variety of off-road camping trailers that'll make Bigfoot want to borrow your shower. Choose from brands like Black Series, Dweller, Conquer, Opus, and Graveler. And right now, you can pick up and head out with the Graveler for only $19,995 or $229 a month. Zero down. Paris RV, 4360 South State and 5545 South State. No pavement, no roads, no problem.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Trajan Wealth. All of the damage left behind from Hurricane Ida is expected to cost insurers at least $31 billion. That would put it on the list of the top five costliest hurricanes, according to the Wall Street Journal.
The latest trend on TikTok has young investors copying the investments of members of Congress. NPR reports that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's stock trading disclosures are especially popular.
I'll bet. KSL Drives, Aston Martin and the Little Car Company have teamed up for a small electric car. It's based off of the classic DB5, which grew famous in the James Bond films. The mini vehicle even features toy machine gun highlights, or headlights, actually.
That's funny. All right, let's see. The Dow is up 367 right now. That's 1%. We're at 34,287. The S&P is up 39, and the NASDAQ's up 109.
And, of course, the closing bell will happen this afternoon. Be listening on your way home with Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News starting at 3. KSL News Time, 8:56.
Are you tired of sitting on the cryptocurrency sidelines, watching others trade in the exciting new asset class and not sure how to get started? Well, now you can invest in cryptocurrency with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA. The Alto Crypto IRA can be opened with as little as $10 today. With a self-directed crypto IRA, you are in control of your investments. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. It's a great way to diversify your portfolio. All trading is done through Coinbase, so your keys, coin storage, and trades are secure. There are no setup charges, just a low monthly fee and trade fee. Now, you can get started in cryptocurrency investing with ease with a tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/talk. That's altoira.com/talk. Invest in a crypto IRA today. altoira.com/talk.
When you run a business, setbacks change everything. And online, they happen fast. With your Comcast Business Internet, you can stay ahead. And now you can add Comcast Business Security Edge to make your network more secure. It helps keep your network safe with scans every 10 minutes. And unlike some cybersecurity options, this helps protect every device that's connected. Because when your information, your people, and your company have Security Edge, you can be ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with a fast and reliable internet and voice solution for $64.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get a $500 prepaid card with qualifying service. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to comcastbusiness.com today to learn more. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Security Edge not included. Prepaid card offer ends 12/21/21.
Now more than ever, Utah teachers need to know how much they're appreciated. So KSL and Bird Brothers Tire and Service have built the Teacher Tribute Wall. Hundreds of teachers are being honored. Plus, each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, $200 in groceries from Macy's, and season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at kslnewsradio.com/teacher from Bird Brothers and KSL News Radio. 8:59, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Zions Bank, your business banking home, Andy.
And right now I'm watching traffic on I-15 running a little bit sluggish now between 215 and 53rd, and then again from 33rd south to I-80. All clear on the 201 freeway through Magna West Valley and out in Tooele. Our slowdowns are now just limited in Lake Point, and they're still clearing as now it's people just waiting through traffic lights to get onto I-80. Jason?
A couple extra cars on the road now, southbound I-15 and tapping the brakes right around Kaysville Ponds. It's kind of been that way for the last hour, just sporadic slowdowns showing up as you make your way from Ogden down to Salt Lake City. But the rest of your highways and side streets up north, they're all accident-free and moving along quite nicely. Eric?
Well, the major feeders getting over to the freeway, not too bad in Utah County. The most congested is still 2100 north in Lehigh heading east from Redwood Road over to the freeway. For a top-quality kitchen or bath with top-quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. They're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny skies and 80 degrees for a high, but downtown it's 55 this hour.
Would you turn your child in if he was the person of interest in a murder investigation? Next on David Dujanovic.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic, and...
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.